The 1890s. It was the heyday of the lumbering business in western Wisconsin. Menominee-based Knapp, Stout & Company was the king of the lumber companies. James Huff Stout decided the bustling city needed a school that provided manual training, a predecessor of what today would be considered vocational education. And he funded much of the founding of the school. Fast forward to 2020, and much has changed about what is now called the University of Wisconsin-Stout. But one thing that remains a key element of the school is its mission to providing practical, career-focused education, branding itself as Wisconsin's Polytechnic University. It's into that history that Catherine Frank stepped when she began her new job as Stout's 8th chancellor last week. It's our focus on UW-Stout this morning on the West Side. And good morning to you. I'm Dean Kallenbach. Joining me today is the new chancellor of UW-Stout, Dr. Catherine Frank. Later in the program, we'll be joined by three other UW-Stout administrators, including Patrick Guilfoyle, a special assistant to the chancellor, Dominique Vargas, associate dean for diversity, equity, and inclusion, and Brian Bartz, director of career services at the school. As always, your questions and comments are welcome. You can call us at 800-228-5615. That's 800-228-5615. So, Chancellor Frank, welcome to Wisconsin. How was your first week?
It was wonderful and extremely busy. So it's great to be here and an honor to serve in this position.
Well, we appreciate you bringing warm temperatures with you. I know that. Hey, take us, if you would, because not everybody has had a chance to read up on this. Take us through your resume and what brought you to this place in your career.
Right. Well, I started my career at Colorado State University in Pueblo. It's a very traditional route that I've pursued in terms of the sort of the academic pathway to this position. I started as an assistant professor teaching composition and Victorian literature at CSU Pueblo, but I was also the director of composition. So that really started my pathway along the administrative route. It's where I became very passionate about how you can affect change at a different sort of level in an institution, very interested in terms of how organizations and systems work. And so from that pathway, really through the traditional academic route of becoming a department chairperson at CSU Pueblo, very involved in faculty governance while I was there. And then I transitioned to two dean's roles. One was dean of humanities and social sciences at Indiana University East in Richmond, Indiana. And from there, I transitioned to a much broader portfolio as a dean that included both the arts and the sciences. So really, the largest college at the institution and giving me needed exposure to the research enterprise and the bench sciences. From there, I became a provost and vice president at Central Washington University, and I oversaw both academic and student affairs there, so that was about 75% of university operations. And from there, I have entered into this new role. And so that's the professional trajectory, landing me at an institution that I already feel quite passionately about, that spoke to me in terms of its mission and vision, and which I can honestly say, even prior to setting foot on this campus, felt heavily invested and attached to this institution and the community.
I find it interesting and fascinating, actually, that your background, your education background, English, bachelor's degree, both of your graduate degrees are in English, and no offense, but nothing screams liberal arts like being an English major. So what was the draw to this school that markets itself as Wisconsin's Polytechnic University, a more practical, career-focused sort of school?
Well, being in the world that I've been in terms of English studies, I've watched an evolution of a discipline, in a very difficult evolution of a discipline, one that is constantly trying to justify its importance in terms of helping to contribute to students' growth beyond graduation, and an argument about the importance of the liberal arts to producing well-educated, well-rounded graduates who are able to both apply their content knowledge and be flexible once they enter into the workplace. And I know the struggles of English majors. It's obviously a discipline that I feel very passionate about. And so when I see a school like Stout think about how to make all disciplines, and you refer to Stout as a polytechnic, which we certainly are. I like to use the language of a comprehensive polytechnic. And as we work towards our 10-year strategic plan, Focus 2030 for Stout, we will be talking about what it means to be a comprehensive polytechnic. Because if you look across our degree offerings, all of them have an applied component to them. And so for me, this is really how we start to think about disciplines coming together, disciplines supporting each other, the evolution of more traditional disciplines into something that allows us to tout a 98.8. Let me just repeat that because it was important to me coming into this institution, 98.8%. Placement rate for our graduates in career pathways or graduate school within 6 months of graduation from Stout. That is unheard of when you talk about higher education today. And so for me, in a discipline that has struggled to talk about its importance for decades, Stout really proposed a solution to that dilemma for me, a different way of talking about the liberal arts, a different way of talking about how the liberal arts support well-rounded educational experience of our students. And I feel we have a responsibility to position our students in that way post-graduation, and we have a economic and social responsibility tied to the state and the region for helping to produce students ready to enter the workplace as productive employees.
We're talking about UW-Stout today with the chancellor, the brand new chancellor at UW-Stout, Catherine Frank. You are welcome to join the conversation at 800-228-5615, 800-228-5615. Chancellor Frank, you mentioned that, that's UW-Stout has a kind of a specific role within the UW system. It's a system with 13 campuses around the state, including three within 50 miles of each other here in western Wisconsin. More campuses if you count the two-year centers that are associated with those 13. What is Stout's role within the system, both now and in the future?
Well, we are a standout, in my opinion, as what we've been talking about, a comprehensive polytechnic. We are Wisconsin's polytechnic. And so when we think about our role across the system, this is how we contribute. We also contribute in terms of partnerships with 2-year institutions and partnerships with other institutions across the state. So when we think about the different expertise and the different areas of focus that the various Wisconsin universities offer, we are truly the standout in terms of applied and career-focused learning for our students. And I think that's what students are looking for when they apply to Stout. They know what Stout features in terms of its learning experience. They understand that we have more labs than traditional classrooms on campus. That when they come to Stout, they're not going to be sitting in large lecture halls. Rather, they are going to be working in direct contact with their professors in a problem-solving capacity, really thinking about those high-impact practices that we talk about so often, decentralized learning, active learning, problem-based learning that we want our students to be able to use both during their academic trajectory and beyond graduation. So that's, I believe that's what students know and recognize about Stout. I'm going to say again, I think our placement rate beyond graduation is truly important to our students. When you talk to our students on campus, they speak in different ways about their learning experiences, unlike anything I've heard of on my former campuses. A first-year student will speak to you about their professional trajectory. They will speak to you about internships and co-ops that they hope that they will get and experience along the way. They will speak to you about what it's going to mean to be a competitive employee when they enter the workplace and how to make informed decisions so when they enter their first professional experience, they are well prepared to succeed. So I think that's the difference when you speak to a Stout student. It's certainly the difference when you speak to Stout faculty and staff about the learning experience here.
What's the biggest challenge facing UW-Stout, and how do you plan to address it?
Well, I think like the rest of the state, we're continuing to be very conscious of the need to attract students. As we know, the number of high school graduates is dropping across the state, and there's more competition for students, not only in the state of Wisconsin, but across the Midwest. And so I think part of what we need to do as an institution, I've just told you what I value about the Stout experience and what I know our students know about the Stout experience, but I think we can do an even better job of getting our story out there and really speaking in very clear and persuasive ways about what our institution does. That's why the 10-year strategic planning process is so important. And usually institutions don't engage in a 10-year strategic planning process. But as we know, higher education is positioned within a context that is shifting very rapidly. And as we think about new generations of students entering into our classrooms, we need to be prepared for that, not 3 to 5 years from now, 10 years from now. And we need to be strategic in terms of how we tie our resources to that plan. And so as we think about Focus 2030, we are going to be thinking very carefully about brand identity and marketing. What is the Stout story? How do people perceive, what do people perceive the Stout story to be now? And what do we want to work towards in terms of 10 years from now in terms of helping to chart Stout's trajectory into the future?
So that messaging toward enrollment is the biggest challenge facing the university. As far as you're concerned, what's your biggest challenge as chancellor right now?
You know, it's when you enter into a new role, when you enter into a new context, there's a lot to learn and a lot of people to listen to and a lot to understand and think through. At the same time, I'm entering the institution mid-semester when things are underway, projects are underway, strategies are underway, we're addressing issues. And so you need that think time, but you also need to act, and you can't slow down the work that the institution is already doing so well. So I think navigating that point of entry into the institution, honoring the work that is taking place, but creating the space by which I can learn and help the institution to learn and think towards the future. That's the tension, right? That's the tension that one has to negotiate in my position. And there's a lot to learn just in terms of this is a new system, understanding the UW system, getting to know my colleagues across the state, and that process of processing information and working towards future planning. I think that's the main challenge.
Catherine Frank, you're the first female to be the top administrator at UW-Stout. Is that significant, or is that something we should really not even be taking notice of in this day and age?
You present both sides of that very well. You know, and I think when I'm very honored. I have to say that from the outset, this role at this institution, with the history of this institution, stepping into this position is an honor. I have learned in stepping into this position that it is truly important to this institution, to the surrounding community, to our students, to our faculty and staff, that I am the first woman to hold this position. And so in thinking about that, and thinking about what I can contribute to the role from my subject position, in terms of the way I think about creating an inclusive learning environment and working environment for our students, faculty, and staff, yes, this is significant that I'm the first woman to hold this position. And Diversity and inclusive excellence is one of my areas of focus, an area that I know we'll be talking about a little bit more, but that I believe that all institutions can do a better job of thinking about these issues and building a culture of inclusion on campus. And I hope that my being in this position will help along that process at Stout.
You follow in the footsteps of past chancellors at UW-Stout, iconic chancellors like Bob Swanson and Chuck Sorensen, who've had signature impacts on the school. What is your aspiration for UW-Stout, and what would you like your signature to be at the end of the day?
Like I said, it's very humbling to follow in the footsteps of such visionary leaders, and I think what made them such great leaders is that they embraced the history of this institution, the present moment, but they looked into the future and they were willing to take risks. And taking those risks, they ultimately brought an institution along with them in that process. And so when I look out 10 years from now, what I want for Stout is it to continue to be the vibrant institution that it is today. But I really want us to be a standout among polytechnics. We're different. Stout is different, and I refer to it again. It seems like a subtle difference in terms of talking about us as a comprehensive polytechnic. But because we are so good at thinking about programs and casting them in an applied context, thinking about industry connections both locally, regionally, nationally, and internationally, that we become a standout, a model for other polytechnics to emulate in terms of their ability to expand their programming and serve their student base so successfully. I want our institution to continue to think about how to be a sustainable institution, not only where it's going to be 10 years from now, but a confidence and understanding that it's going to be here another 130 years from now. So that's how I like to think about the future.
UW-Stout Chancellor Catherine Frank is our guest. She begins her second week on the job with us. She stays with us, and after the break, we'll be joined by three members of her administrative team. So how do you see the role of UW-Stout here in Western Wisconsin? Has the university that started as a manual training school evolved in a way that makes sense in today's world? Call 800-228-5615 if you'd like to join the conversation, 800-228-5615. I'm Dean Kallenbach. It's the West Side on the Ideas Network. We're back now on the West Side to continue our conversation about the new leadership at the University of Wisconsin-Stout. The new chancellor, Catherine Frank, is starting her second week on the job today, and she stays with us through the hour. Also joining us now are three other UW-Stout administrators. Patrick Guilfoyle served as the interim chancellor from the time Chancellor Bob Myers' retirement kicked in August through last month. He now holds the position of special assistant to the chancellor. Patrick Guilfoyle, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Brian Bartz is also with us. He's the director of career services at UW-Stout. Brian Bartz, good to have you along.
Thanks for having us.
And also with us for the rest of the hour is Dominique Vargas. She's the Associate Dean for Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion at UW-Stout. Dominique Vargas, welcome to the West Side.
Thanks for having me.
Patrick Guilfoyle, I'd like to start with you. You came to UW-Stout as a provost under the Bob Meyer administration. From your perspective, what mark did Bob Meyer leave during his time as chancellor?
Well, if I had to pick a mark, I would say one of the things that Bob came in with was the understanding that it was increasingly important to look at private support of the institution. And so Bob developed a comprehensive fundraising campaign that's going to conclude this June. And that has been very successful. And I think it really has ushered in an era of understanding that even though we're a public university, increasingly we do need to look at partners outside the state government and outside the campus to help support and provide the kind of education that we intend to continue to provide to our students.
One role an interim chancellor often plays is to help the organization do a reset for the new permanent leader, in this case, Catherine Frank. what was your main focus during your 6 months as interim chancellor?
Well, my focus was really to try to make sure that things continued to run effectively, and to ensure that when Catherine came on board, that she was able to take over and to have a minimum amount of significant issues to deal with. And I hope I've been successful with that. There's obviously a lot of complexities in terms of running an institution this size, but really it was to keep the ship on a steady course and make sure that things were in place.
Shortly after you took on the interim chancellor position, you announced your own plan to retire from the university later this year. You could have waited until after the new chancellor was in place before making your announcement. Was the timing of your announcement intended to help you be more effective as interim?
That's something I guess I really hadn't thought of from that perspective, but the idea was that I was not going to be a candidate for the position, and so it was important for me to let folks know on campus that my goal was just to ensure a smooth transition, and there was no other purpose behind that. And I think that was really the key idea behind that. And maybe I could just mention a little bit of the reasoning. I've really enjoyed my time at UW-Stout. It's felt like a real privilege to be here. Unfortunately, I've gotten older over the years, and I had been out backpacking a couple years ago and broke my ankle in the middle of nowhere, and want to do some more of that, and realized that if I waited too long, that wasn't going to be possible. So it had nothing to do with the institution or the wonderful people that I work with, but just a very personal issue.
Understood. We're all getting there. Catherine Frank's hire was announced before Thanksgiving. How much were you in communication with her in the months leading up to her start last week?
Quite a bit, and that's been one of the really positive things. Catherine's laughing here, but it's one of the things that's really impressed me with her, is that even though she did not start until last week, she's been very active and very busy, and I've really appreciated that. I think that's really helped a great deal in terms of the transition, and really shows her devotion to the institution even before starting. She's been active both on campus and with external stakeholders, and for me that's an excellent sign of her being willing to hit the ground running.
Chancellor Frank, now that Patrick Guilfoyle is through with his assignment as interim chancellor, he's staying on for several months with the title Special Assistant to the Chancellor. What will his role be in your administration?
Oh, he has a very robust list of things that he's working on. Patrick is being modest when he talks about keeping the ships sort of the ship running, running effectively. He really was working on some important issues for the institution. We continue to think about how we can be most competitive in terms of the various ways that we offer educational experiences for our students and create pathways into and through the institution for students coming from various backgrounds and needing those different sorts of pathways. And so he's going to continue to work on that, focusing some attention on Stout Online and our graduate programs, as well as our continuing education enterprise. And so his expertise in that area is going to be important to progress going forward. We also have a very robust research and outreach operation in our Discovery Center. And that is an area, too, that we continue to think about, as Patrick mentioned, as funding mechanisms for public education continue to shift, that we need to think about how we broaden those streams, diversify revenue streams and partnerships with the institution. And so he's working very closely with the Discovery Center as they continue to build out planning and think about how to continue to strengthen key partnerships across the region. And then Patrick, of course, is an invaluable sounding board for me as I transition into this role over the next couple months. He is an essential thinking partner. And as I said, he has a robust list of things he's working on, and that seems to grow on a daily basis. So I'm very grateful for Patrick and his willingness to stay on for a couple of months so that we can ensure a seamless transition for the institution.
That's the voice of Catherine Frank. She is the new chancellor at UW-Stout, and we're talking today about the university in the new era, in the Catherine Frank era. We'd like you to join us if you'd care to have a question or comment to share with the program. 800-228-5615 is the number, 800-228-5615. Christina from Glenwood City has taken advantage of that opportunity. Christina, welcome to the West Side.
Hi there. Thank you. First of all, welcome to Menominee, and I'm delighted to speak to all of you. I have two questions. The first one, I truly believe in the importance of lifelong learning. I'm 62 years old, and I'm wondering what programs are available to seniors at Stout. And then the second question is, because so much is done online, and many seniors have limited experience with this, who is available at Stout to help seniors with the registration and that tech side of it all?
Sure. Well, this is Patrick Guilfoyle, and I can address some of those questions. One benefit that senior students have across the state is a very low tuition rate. I believe just the fees are charged. And, in fact, my wife is taking care of that, taking advantage of that in terms of taking a class at UW-Stout. So that is one mechanism that we have for ensuring opportunities for students who are seniors. In terms of the online registration piece, our Stout online unit is the one that addresses online courses, and they have some wonderful program managers there that are very well positioned to help senior students register for classes if they're online and provide the direction and assistance they need. We recognize that it's a really important group that we serve and something that we're very interested in providing that support. And again, I know from the experience of my wife that it's been very helpful when she's had questions to contact folks on campus.
Christina, thank you for your call, and we move now to another of our guests, Brian Bartz, Director of Career Services at UW-Stout. One consistent theme in the marketing of the University of Wisconsin-Stout through the years has been its placement rate. We've heard Catherine Frank mention it a couple of times already. And indeed, if you go to uwstout.edu, you see this statement front and center, first time you open the page, ready. That's how employers describe our career-ready graduates and why. It's why 98.8% are either employed or continuing their education after graduation. So, Brian Bartz, what is the school's secret for having such a high placement rate?
thank you. I think the secret is kind of supported in our polytechnic tenets. We have academic programs that are responsive to the nature of industry. We've got several programs that are brand new to the university that have just taken off in terms of industry collaborations. I think the second piece of the applied learning tenant, our office in Career Services, we run the Cooperative Education Program, and we have, for the last 5 years, had over 1,000 students participate in that program. These are typically semester-long or two-semester-long experiences where students are paid. They have academic learning outcomes that they have to identify in collaboration with their faculty. And oftentimes, that is a feeder program, if you will, to a lot of employers that are looking for full-time hires, especially in the Wisconsin area. So I think that's the second, programs, the co-op program. And then the third is just the culture of UW-Stout. Chancellor Frank has talked about this. You can't walk around this campus without overhearing a conversation between students about careers, about interviews, about jobs, what they're doing over spring break. Everything from research to positions to site visits, different experiences where industry is coming into the classroom, either for a capstone experience or a partnership with the program, or just to share some industry knowledge on how they may use a specific technology or a software that supports what the student's learning in that class. So I think those are, you know, kind of a soup, if you will, of positive things that kind of attribute to the outcomes of where our students go.
With unemployment rate nationwide down under 4% now, is placement rate less of a selling point than it might otherwise be?
one would think that looking basically at the numbers, but I would say that it's kind of the opposite, because what companies are doing now is they're transitioning their view to a long-term retention focus. A lot of corporations and especially a lot of manufacturing companies in Western Wisconsin, you know, they're looking at hiring new talent to come into their company to support and build on their successes in the past. And so they're looking at how do we get the best people that will help our company run effectively and support our needs and our clients in a long-term way. So although the unemployment is so low, a lot of times what that's allowing employers to do is to pick from the better of the best in terms of what they're looking for, whether that's an entry-level hire or a mid-career professional.
So Wisconsin has a well-developed technical college system, including Chippewa Valley Technical College and Wisconsin Indian Head Technical College, both of which have a number of campuses here in our region in western Wisconsin. Chancellor Frank, with the career focus of UW-Stout, how is it different from a technical college like CVTC or WITC?
Well, in terms of the pathways for students, I think that is what is unique at a four-year institution. As I was talking about before, the four-year degree experience allows for that comprehensive experience that extends beyond some of the more focused training that happens at our two-year partner institutions, and so. I believe that we offer the opportunity for students, as I said before, to enter into the workplace and think about not only that first job and being successful in their first job, but applying their comprehensive learning experience to be flexible and have the ability to move among different opportunities along their professional journey. We know, and Brian can correct me if I'm wrong on the number, but that students will change their job pathway about 10 times during their professional career. And that ability to think more broadly and to apply the skills that they have gained during a four-year degree pathway provides them with a bit of flexibility. We often find when we have transfer students into our institutions from the two-year campuses that that's what they're looking for. And at times they enter in directly out of that experience, but often after they've been on the job for a while and they want to broaden their skills. They come exceptionally trained to our campuses in terms of their educational experience in their two-year institutions, but the flexibility that the educational experience over a four-year degree pathway provides gives them a little bit more exposure to a broad array of possibilities in terms of their professional journey.
That's Dr. Catherine P. Frank. She's the new chancellor at the University of Wisconsin-Stout, UW-Stout, our focus today. Other guests with us today are Brian Bartz, the director of career services, associate dean for diversity, equity, and inclusion, Dominique Vargas, and special assistant to the chancellor, Patrick Guilfoyle. If you'd like to join the conversation with a question or a comment, we'd enjoy hearing from you, 800-228-5615. I'm Dean Kallenbach. You're listening to The West Side on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. We're back with our conversation about the University of Wisconsin-Stout and the new chancellor at UW-Stout, Catherine Frank, talking about her expectations, aspirations, and where the school is right now. Our higher education reporter and former host of this program, Rich Kramer, placed an in-depth story on WPR.org last week about the six-year graduation rate among colleges and universities. And it found that among students who enrolled in college in 2013, 68% in Wisconsin graduated within 6 years. And that's up from 62% among 2009 enrollees. Now, those are figures from all Wisconsin colleges and universities. The most recent figures for UW-Stout show that only 58% of those students who enrolled in 2012 had graduated by 2018. Brian Bartz, turning it back to you as the Career Services Director, does it tarnish the school's high placement rate numbers if you're graduating a lower percentage of your students?
No. I think that there are a lot of factors that go into percentages like that, and I live in the world of data, and I think that a lot of times when we look at numbers like that, it doesn't always tell the full story. I think it doesn't tarnish the reputation at all. In fact, I know we have several initiatives on campus that are aimed at really helping students find their fit early on their time at UW-Stout. We've got several other programs that can help students find what they're looking for early, because that's one of the keys in being successful here at UW-Stout and at any university, quite honestly. Research indicates that within the first 6 weeks of being enrolled at a university, students are often either cemented in their decision to be at that university, or they decide to look elsewhere. And that's one of the bigger factors. We rolled out a program a couple of years ago that would really aim at presenting students with, I'm not sure the number, 5-6 different activities on campus within their first 6 weeks to help them engage with UW-Stout and really pull out the academic, the cultural, and the social experience that gives them the collegiate experience, if you will, as well as build upon anything that they were interested in.
Chancellor Frank, the 6-year graduation rate among minority students at Stout was even lower, only 46% in the last count. How does the university meet the challenge of graduating the students who enroll?
Well, this is something that is a key focus of our work in the current moment and going forward. Retention of our students is paramount to our success as an institution. You'll often hear people talk about new students coming into the institution. This is obviously a very important part of our enrollment funnel, but retaining students is equally important. And when we're not retaining students, we need to ask ourselves why that isn't happening. So Brian just spoke about some of the initiatives that we have to work on continuing to improve our retention numbers. UW System has also introduced a program called Navigate. And this program, which is being used across all of the UW system schools, is designed to really help us track our data and engage better with our students, understanding those points at which they may decide to suspend their studies or drop out of school altogether. And how do we create what is often called intrusive or engaged advising techniques with our students in order to make sure that we have that one-on-one connection that they need, and then the resources, the wraparound services in place to support our students. Learning happens both inside and outside of the classroom, so we have to be well-equipped to help our students with their comprehensive learning experience. And Dominique can talk more specifically about some of the unique programs that we have for students coming into our institution.
Yeah, let's bring Dominique Vargas into the conversation. She's the Associate Dean for Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion at UW-Stout. That's a new position that started just this fiscal year, last summer. Stout's not the only school where underrepresented minorities have more trouble graduating than white students. So what's your role in improving that number at Stout?
Yes, well, I started just last June, and my role here is definitely to focus 100% on students. The students really felt they needed an advocate for them to help them all the way up to administration, and that's what brought me here. And so under my specific umbrella, I am working with Multicultural Student Services, and within that, one of the programs that we've developed to help kind of close that achievement gap and increase graduation rates is our Stoutward Bound Early Start program, which has an 85% retention rate, which is much higher than our overall one-year retention rate of URMs at about 62%. So we have programs like that, and for Multicultural Student Services, we only serve URM students. In addition to that, we have three TRIO programs. We have McNair Student Support Services and Student Support Services Disability. And so those programs really aim to support students who are first generation, students who are low income, students who are URM students, which is underrepresented racial and ethnic minority students.
Thank you.
And so we So those TRIO programs serve all of those populations, as well as potentially students with disabilities. And they, of course, collaborate really closely with disability services. Additionally, we've been focusing on foster youth. And so we have Fostering Success, which was the first of its kind in the UW system, which started with like single-digit amount of students in it, and now we have over 70 foster youth that are recognized at our university. And so we're working on all of these programs to better serve our students, to make sure that we're kind of really developing program that is unique to different populations of students, then within each of those programs, having advisors, mentors, tutors, and different types of staff and student staff who are really working with the students to in their unique identities. So something that we also work with, of course, is our LGBTQIA population, which we have the CUBE, which is our LGBT center that provides support groups and programming and education campus-wide. So those are just some of the areas that I'm working with. And we always collaborate and work together to bring better programming. So for example, just a week ago, we had Diversity Week, which was a week-long educational-based programming for our university, and it was probably the strongest, most well-attended kind of programming of its kind that we've had here.
Dominique Vargas, you came here from southwestern Texas. That's quite a change. I'm betting in Texas you wouldn't see folks sunbathing on a 55-degree day in March.
No, it's very different here.
you came from Sul Ross State University mm-hmm. in southwestern Texas, and in that school, underrepresented populations actually make up a majority of the student body. Menominee's
yes.
quite a bit. Menominee's a different situation. What drew you to UW-Stout and to Menominee?
Oh, you know, I think about that sometimes. It is a very different environment. And Sul Ross, as you said, Hispanic-serving institution, minority-serving institution, a really great group of students, faculty, and staff. And I was heavily involved there in both Student Support Services and McNair. And we had developed, like, a diversity committee. We were trying to develop our diversity initiatives more so as a university. And so here, our McNair director actually just, I happened to get an email from her that introduced this position to me. And this position was one that allowed me to tie some of the experience I already had with the uniqueness of us being a predominantly white institution. And so me being able to take what I had learned and bring it to our university and to really, when I came and met the students 1 year ago, the students were such bright shining stars here and had so much drive and initiative to fight for themselves, to make a space for themselves, to generate sense of belonging that I couldn't help but want to move all the way up here to, at the time, y'all had just had the polar vortex. and I still, the students are really what brought me here because I had been working for the last 10 years with students at Sul Ross, and I just really felt that I could bring that with me here and that I could absolutely be a champion for our students and make them also be champions for themselves. Our students are wonderful, and they just need a little bit of support and to know that someone is really here and appreciates them, and they will soar. They're fantastic.
Just to give you a word of encouragement, winter will be done in about 3 months, so you just have a very, very short time to wait.
My previous winter was maybe like 5 days occasionally. You know, it's fine.
We've done a couple of shows in the past 6 months about the public challenges to UW-Eau Claire that has been facing when it comes to racism. I'm sure you've been following that story. What is Stout doing to combat campus bias?
Absolutely. I am the chair of our bias response team, and I would say we have been, I would say lucky is what I'm going to call it, that we have had incidents of bias at our university. We are not immune. However, our incidents, thankfully, are, at least for now, since I have been here only, is what I'll say, have been much more one-on-one type incidents in which we are able to educate students, in which we are able to intervene as needed. We are able to collaborate with departments to make sure that students receive a response that really helps them deal with the impact of bias incidents. And we also are developing a protocol for how to handle incidents. You know, you never know what is going to happen on a campus. We can absolutely not be prepared for everything, but we can try our best. And that's one of the things that brought me here is we have in the past had bias incidents that students have been unhappy with the resolution. And so I have made it a point that anytime an incident of any nature is to occur, that we are really working with the student who has been impacted by that incident immediately. And so the students are responding pretty well to that change and are thankful that they have someone they can trust. Who's going to support them, because even if intent might not be there, the impact is always going to be there, and we need to make sure that our students feel welcome and as if they belong here, because every single one of our unique students does belong here and is welcome.
Chancellor Frank, in our society, but especially on college campuses, there's a real tension between inclusivity and free speech. What's your approach on dealing with that tension?
The approach, I believe, is to make sure that our lines of communication are open. We are transparent as possible in terms of both our campus policies and procedures, but as well as our general approach to these issues. I think that some of the biggest conflicts erupt on a campus when a campus has not had the difficult conversations that it needs to have in order to talk about dealing with tensions in this area, and the ability for people to be prepared to navigate that territory in a way that they're comfortable with, and so making sure, as Dominique is saying, from the student perspective, but also from an institutional perspective, that we are open and honest about these issues, that we do have the structures in place for people to understand, again, processes and procedures around this, but that the campus as a whole is open to having the conversations and to addressing what we need to address in order to create the most productive learning experience and inclusive culture possible.
That's the new chancellor of the University of Wisconsin-Stout, Catherine Frank. We've also been joined this hour by special assistant to the chancellor, Patrick Guilfoyle, Associate Dean for Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion, Dominique Vargas, and Director of Career Services, Brian Bartz, all from UW-Stout. Great to have you all with us today. Mort Cypress is our on-air producer, and thanks to WPR's higher education reporter, Rich Kramer, for some help with our show today. Kate Spranger manages our publicity. Next week, we talk to the leader of another educational institution in our area, Bruce Barker, president of Chippewa Valley Technical College. And don't forget, that program will be heard on Friday, March 20th. West Side moving to Fridays at 10 starting next week. I'm Dean Kallenbach. You're listening to The West Side on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.